Hi, Chan boys and Chan girls. It is Daddy Matt here. Thanks for listening to Chansplaining. Today, we're going to talk about Crime Story, directed by Kirk Wong. Why did I say it that way? Kirk Wong, produced by Chua Lam, written by Chan Man Kung and Jackie Chan, and stunt coordinated by the J Chan himself. You can watch this for free as a sweet dub on YouTube. You can also buy it on Blu-ray, I assume, as a subtitle version. We did not watch that one. It's fine. We're not that great. Follow us on Twitter at TheChanPod. Like us on Facebook. Look out for our Reddit posts and enjoy the show. We worked moderately hard on it. Bye. Hi everybody, you're listening to Chansplaining, the Jackie Chan podcast, where we cover his movie career and music career. I'm one third of your Chan boys, Maddie Campbell, here with Bitch Better Have My Sonny, Chang.
Nice. Okay.
And also, instead of Jordan, it's Dan.
Dan
back
again.
From the dead.
Yay.
Hi guys, thanks for having me back.
You're welcome, Dan. You were the first person I thought of, because you're the only other person that's ever been on this podcast, aside from when our girlfriends walk into the room, and you can hear them moving chairs.
Well, it's still an honor.
Oh, man. Yeah, thanks for being on, Dan. We appreciate it. I have editing questions about this movie that you can answer as a professional editor.
I probably
can't. We
can
get to that a little bit later. Okay, then don't worry about it. Let's end this. So thank you for listening to Chansplaining.
That's all we have.
That's all we
have. I rested this whole thing on him knowing.
I booked 90 minutes of my very busy schedule for Dan to answer my editing questions about... the movie we did today was Crime Story, which was, I think, 1990... Was it 95? 93. Yeah. Oh, same year as some other movies that we've done. But before we talk about Jackie Chan, Dan, I know you saw A Quiet Place yesterday.
I did, yeah.
Did you see A Quiet Place, Sonny?
No, I don't like scary movies.
What? Whoa, really?
I mean, like, I'm bad at watching scary movies because
as
I don't
in,
like being
they
scared.
Make you too, they yeah. make you too scared or you find them bad?
No, they make me too scared.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting, Sonny. I never would have
well,
predicted you
it's like,
would be a scared boy.
I don't like jump scares, and I hear this movie has a lot of them.
But yeah. You're psyched for... What's that movie that I know you read about, because I read about it, too?
I don't know.
About...
Hereditary?
Yes, that
Hereditary?
Was it.
Hereditary?
That was the movie I was thinking about.
Yeah, that movie looks good.
Oh, yeah, that had the trailer for that before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The one with the little girl who's like... Mm. Just
yeah.
clicking.
She makes those clicks.
Clicking girl.
The yeah, whole see... theater erupt in clicks after that trailer ended.
Okay, since Sonny hasn't seen it and I haven't seen it, Dan, is it? I have two questions about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Would you say it is it as good as people say? It's like a 3-star movie.
I really enjoyed it. Yeah,
three.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
4. Tell me about the editing in the movie.
Edited by
Everything
Christopher
you know
Tellison, ACE. also edited Capote and Assassin's Creed.
Capote?
Yeah, it's the same editor that did Capote, yeah.
Oh, wow. I love that movie.
Yeah, really well put together.
All right,
of
cool.
a film, honestly. Yeah, just very solid. Jane Krakowski, fantastic.
John Krasinski?
Wait. Sure.
Oh, I didn't understand. I thought it was an Emily Blunt thing. Dan, you're one step ahead of us. You run the podcast the rest of the way. Jeez Louise. This guy is A to C-ing like nobody's business right now. Okay. So we have a lot to we're not going to do Chan fiction today, much to the chagrin of our like 65 listeners or how yeah. many are out there now.
That's higher than I would have given us. 65? Yeah.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
It's weird.
That's great.
I found out my cousin listened the other day. Surprised me and frightened me quite a bit. I'm
yeah.
not comfortable with that, but whatever. This is what fame is like, I guess. So instead of that, we're going to talk about Jackie Chan has a new album coming out in August, which is his first album in 16 years, apparently.
Oh, man.
And for a while we used one of his songs as our on like the as the intro music, not just the outro music. So he is a capable singer.
Wait, that was his song?
Yeah, it's him singing.
Sonny, I thought that was just
this
him...
is your podcast.
I thought that was just him making kung fu noises.
No, it's his song.
Oh. We cut it out. We cut it out before we get to the song part.
Yes, we do.
Okay.
But he's an actual singer, as we saw in his documentary
Mulan,
where he was doing bad Mulan, and when he did bad karaoke in that Dragon documentary.
Yeah.
But he has a song out called Wuxi Ren Fei or Fei. I'm sorry, I can't say it right. But I thought I'd play the video for you guys. So you could see it from Skype, the best way to watch a video from my camera.
The way it was meant to be seen.
The way it was meant to be seen.
On a webcam.
Okay. And hopefully everyone
in portrait mode.
In portrait mode. Yeah, that's how it will be. People, you can find this at https://m.youtube.com/watch?v-imr Oh, I think there's more of it, but I can't get to it.
That's well, now it. You got to start over.
https://... No, that's the whole thing.
Okay.
That's the whole fucking thing. All right, so, okay, guys, we're going to play this. So this is probably the first time the song has been played on a podcast, because why would it be?
Yep.
And any other thing. All right, let's get this going.
爱过的人, 别匆匆, 一别成久违, 一步,
this is not the song.
This is like a little skit they have.
I'll put it as close to the camera as possible. I don't know why I was keeping it at a distance. So it's very contemplative.
Mm-hmm.
Jackie's like in a mansion of sorts right now. It's one of the best shot things I've seen him.
Yeah, this
to
is
be
actually
honest.
Really nice.
Yeah, it looks good.
Did he direct this?
I would take a hard stab and say no. Going into a mansion, a darkened, like the lighting in this is, he looks so old, doesn't he?
Yeah,
isn't
he does
it sad
look, yeah,
how
yeah.
old he looks?
Yeah.
Because we haven't done any real new Jackie.
Yeah, I mean, he usually wears glasses now.
Can you guys hear the...
Yeah.
Cool.
Backflips. Yeah,
so, someone doing backflips in the shadows of the wall. So this song, I read about what it was about. And it is, like, a very sorrowful song about all the people that have died and, like, time passing and maudlin nostalgia.
Damn.
Chinese dragons dancing in the shadows of the wall. And then it's... Ooh. He's a good singer. Yeah. I like it, I guess. All right. Then it's just more of him looking at pictures and just more of going into rooms.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call it if you guys have gotten enough.
Yeah, that's
got a good idea of it.
Also, yeah. I don't want to get sued. But I guess we're reviewing it, so it's fair. I give it 5 Jackie Chan Doesn't Want Any Troubles of.
Yeah,
and that's very fair.
Okay, so because I was homesick for part of today with indigestion and having off days to kill, I decided to put in every individual Chinese symbol into Google Translate to figure out what the actual lyrics are.
Yeah.
I only got halfway through. So
wait,
you guys
where did you find you found the Chinese lyrics somewhere?
I found the Chinese lyrics with their symbols.
Uh-huh.
And then put the symbols into Google Translate.
Okay.
And now we have...
At what point did you call it quits? What made you say, you know what, I'm good?
Because they were all the same after a while. It was like
it was like a chorus. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
It's a, I think it's like AABB rhyme scheme.
Are you sure they used the right dialect in Google Translate?
Sonny, it said it would. It said it would identify it for me.
Okay,
and all it right. It makes sense to me.
Okay,
it seems very Jackie.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Okay, ready, guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So the song goes, in back of life, words are fade. In book of life, words are faded.
Mm.
Glories of past, weakened, emaciated.
Whoa.
Thoughts of ones lost, Haunt Me at Night, From First Kiss to Kung Fu Fight.
Wait, why this rhymes in English?
Guys, please. I did a lot of work. Time's gone. I do not know. Memories concussed. Flying elbow. Sometimes I'm so nostalgic. Feel sick. Want to cry and roundhouse kick.
Oh, I see.
Only so much of me left. Weight of years have heft. Tranquility shattered. Happened fast. Like launching self through unbreakable glass. Without long ago, would I be me? Who cares? Have lots of money. The end. And then it's like three more times.
Yeah. And he just, those pictures he's looking at are just of money.
It's true. Yeah. It's true. That's the second and third part of the video. It's just that. That took me 2 hours to do. Jesus. It either took me 2 hours to put everything into Google Translate, or it took me 4 minutes to do that on the toilet while I was waiting for you guys to get on Skype.
Who's to say?
Who's to say which? We've got some other interesting Jackie news that I thought we could talk about.
Hmm.
So you remember how we were talking about how, Dan wouldn't have heard it yet, but for Kung Fu Panda, Jordan had a really like good point about how it's a movie about Chinese culture, essentially, that's voiced all by like non-Chinese people, mm-hmm. except for Jackie Chan. So today on Deadline.com, I found out, did I get rid of this? Oh, no, I did. Oh, no, here it is. So Jackie signed up with Constance Wu to voice a movie called Wish Dragons, which has an almost all Asian cast. That's sort of a, it's a retelling of the classic Genie in a Bottle tale from 1001 Nights. So it's from the people who made How to Train Your Dragon and other forgettable movies.
That sounds great to me. Like Constance Wu, love Jack Chan. Sounds like a good idea. Let the movie speak for itself, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess this is animated, right? This will be quite few years out.
Yeah, it'll probably take like 2 to 3 years to make.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's cool. I'm on board.
Yeah, it also has John Cho and Jimmy O-Yang, who is the...
From Silicon Valley, right?
Yeah, he's going to be great. In it too.
He's terrific.
Hey, Sonny.
Hey, I'm back.
Hey, you're back. We were saying how we were going over the cast, and John Cho and Jimmy O-Yang from Silicon Valley are going to be in this. Oh,
this is like... A similar cast to Crazy Rich Asians.
I think so. I was just talking to my friend about that book because she read the trilogy or whatever, however many they are. I did not know what it was about. I thought they were Asian American, but it's not about
Yeah.
Shame on me.
I don't know exactly what it's about, but it is about, I think, just like rich immigrants coming and then being rich in America.
It sounded something like that.
I should read that book.
It's aspirational for you.
Yeah.
It sounded like a lot of it is judging how other Asian people spend their money.
Mm-hmm.
That's what she said made it sound like those books sounded.
Which is what I do.
It's true. You go, Jimmy O Yang, what are you doing with your union flat fee?
Silicon Valley. He probably makes more than that, right?
Yeah, he's making more than
that. Yeah. I like that Constance Wu is blowing up. I think she's really good in Fresh Off the Boat.
So do I.
Mm-hmm.
I agree definitely. With that. Yeah. What was the other Jackie news? Oh, there was a pretty big beef, but I don't think we can speak about it because we're
Jackie
not...
Jackie beef?
Yeah, Jackie's got a beef going right now, mm-hmm. if you want me to go over it really quickly. It's been blowing up.
Sure.
So, let me look this up. Jackie Chan news, one of my many Google alerts. I have tragedy, Jackie Chan, Triple H, big WWE as a whole. John Cena and Nikki Bella is splitting up. That's a big deal to me. So Anthony Wong is a Chinese director and Hong Kong. Is Anthony actor Anthony Wong apologized to martial arts star Jackie Chan on Monday night after his speech at the Hong Kong Film Awards was characterized in some reports as an attack on Chan. While presenting the Best Screenplay Award on Sunday, Wong made a lighthearted speech he had written to cheer Hong Kong cinema on. So from what I gathered from reading like the four articles that were posted about this in English is that Jackie Chan had a comment saying that Hong Kong cinema is now just Chinese cinema. There's not a difference between the two anymore. Mm. And Hong Kong filmmakers and residents took issue to that by saying, listen, we're like, we are technically of you guys, but we don't look at it that way. And our art is different than you got, than yours. Mm-hmm. So he said, it doesn't even really, I don't want to read it.
I would totally read something that sort of lays out the differences between the two, because I have no idea how to distinguish.
It wasn't really that way. Like, he was more just taking, like, an insider shot at Jackie, being like, some people say that it's this way, but really it's this way. And because Jackie is so beloved, people took issue with it.
Right.
Also, this Anthony Wong, is that his name, Anthony Wong? He was put on the Chinese film Blacklist for being too pro-democracy.
Damn, it's like opposite of the U.S. Blacklist.
Yeah. Which I was on... for my communist beliefs, in my screenplay, I wrote about the Workers' Party. Mm-hmm. But I guess the other big Jackie news is, do you remember when we were talking about that, like, probably 6 months ago, about we were talking about the ranking of, like, the YouGov ranking, Sonny? I think we talked about it in the Project A episode.
The YouGov ranking of what?
Of, like, the most influential people on Earth, or, like, most beloved people
Yes, yes, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Jackie was just behind Donald Trump at number two back in 2010. That ranking came out again. And now it includes women. Because it's 2018.
Great. Good, good.
Me too, they say. Any guesses who number one man and number one woman are? It is not Jackie.
So influential this is?
World's most admired.
Admired.
By conservative rag YouGov. That's not a tip, though. Honestly.
The world's most admired.
World's most admired. Hint. Xi Jinping, number four on men.
Okay.
That's the Chinese prime minister. The China king.
Whoa, so big.
He's the king of China.
How do you think Beyonce plays in China?
Oh.
She is not on the list of the 20 women.
Okay.
No.
Elizabeth Warren is number 20.
That's pretty weird. Okay.
Yeah, it is pretty weird. Okay. I'm just going to...
Run it down.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, number one, Bill Gates.
Okay.
Right. Makes sense.
1995.
Doesn't he still have a ton of money and he does nice things?
Yeah, he does. He donates, like, all of it.
Okay, yeah. To make this really 1995, top woman, Angelina Jolie.
Jeez.
What?
What is the last movie she's been in?
I don't know.
The Tourist?
She directed that Coen Brothers movie.
Oh, yeah, she did.
That no one liked. Undefeated? Unbreakable? No. Doesn't matter. That movie, I'm sure, wasn't good. That's an airplane movie, whatever it is.
Mm.
All right, both at the number two spots, we got the Obama couple.
Okay.
Then we got the Jay Chan at number three for men.
Wow.
Up one spot. Yeah. He and Xi Jinping switched spots in the last 4 years. However long it is.
Well, Xi Jinping is consolidating power, so maybe it's... knocking him down a notch.
Maybe. Vladimir Putin standing pat at number six.
Jesus.
And the weirdest one on this I have is Michael Jordan added to the list at number 15. Was never on it before. I would say Jordan's shine is fading as King LeBron takes it.
Yeah.
Unless China is just getting those new fresh retro Jordans.
It's true. They still have the Reebok pumps.
Why would he be added to the list now?
They had never seen the dunk icon before, Dan. Here's my thought process, and this is bad, and I'm probably going to delete it from the podcast because it is too hot of a take. I believe that China, as a whole, are big Kobe Bryant stans. They love Kobe, okay. And I think that because Kobe is primarily known, and here's where I say the bad thing, for his work ethic and talent.
LeBron. Okay.
From Kobe. So because of that, they go, we can't make Kobe as famous as LeBron, but we got this Jordan cat that we can vote in.
Because Jordan is also a hard worker, isn't he?
Jordan's also, he's the ultimate hard worker.
Yeah.
So they go, we're going to funnel into Jordan instead of LeBron. It's like an Onion article I read a couple years ago that said, like, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant meeting for lunch to find ways to discredit LeBron James. And China's doing it.
Yeah.
But then again, this is worldwide. I don't think it's China alone.
It's just China, yeah.
That's just my racist thoughts about a country that I've never been to. This is not going to see the light of day. I think that's all the Jackie news, though. Unless anyone else has some.
No, I don't think so. I
do not.
Dan, make up some.
Jackie Chan. I can't.
You guys see Jackie Chan at Coachella?
Oh man, his hair was weird.
Yeah, he was wearing the flower crowns.
I was reading about Coachella, but then I stopped. This is boring. I don't want to talk about Coachella. Let's talk about this movie.
Cool.
Let's talk about Crime Story. Should I read the... Dan, do you want to give the synopsis since you're in the Jordan chair? Or would you like for me to read it from the book?
Sure. I mean, it's... I guess, briefly, it's a...
You have three sentences.
Okay.
That's your handicap.
I feel like I always start it with a Hong Kong cop.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's been accurate for the ones that I've done. Yeah, a detective, I guess. A Hong Kong detective is tasked with investigating the kidnapping of a, I guess, local millionaire.
I think that's cool.
Yeah. I guess he's tasked with protecting and then investigating. Because it doesn't, spoilers, doesn't go so hot.
Yeah.
No, it goes pretty poorly.
Yeah.
When, I'd say that's good. That's what would be on IMDb.
Yeah, just like a quick... You know, this is what this is.
I wrote down what that guy's name is that I loved so much.
Who?
The bad cop. So I guess that's the only thing that Dan didn't get to, I suppose.
I could, in my second sentence.
It's sort of like a Departed situation almost, where Jackie's trying to solve a mystery or trying to solve a kidnapping, and there's actually a detective from... was he from Taiwan or was he from Hong Kong?
I think they were from the same place.
There's another Hong Kong cop that is like actually behind the kidnapping, and they're Jackie's sort of investigating him at the same time. The other guy's trying to cover it up and do it. That performance was great by Kent Chang is his name. Like you, Sonny.
Yeah, he was really good.
It seemed like he took Sammo's job.
As being the fat, the fat one.
He's also very sweaty in this movie.
He
looked
like
that was a choice.
He is, yeah.
You think that was a choice, or he just like couldn't help being
just a natural byproduct?
Yeah,
he was. I'm hesitant to say, but he was very fat.
He fell through floors a lot.
He didn't do a lot of stunt work, but his skin is jammed with stuff.
But I think he was also in like the sets were. Very hot.
I bet. The sets were beautiful, I thought, a lot of them. I thought they were great.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Chang was actually nominated for a Hong Kong Film Award.
Oh.
Oh, very nice.
So was Jackie Chan, though, for this. Hmm. Yeah, those are some of the discussion questions I have. So here is the what he wrote about this movie in I Am Jackie Chan on page 393 of the mass market print version. Crime Story, 1993, also known as, for some reason, Police Story 4, The New Police Story, and then also Serious Crime Squad. These are not jokes. These are
Is this when Steve Guttenberg left the franchise?
That's correct.
Nice.
Yeah, he left the franchise and Jackie got in there. Jet Li was actually supposed to play this role at first and he turned it down.
Oh, the Jackie role? Interesting.
Yeah. So, Jackie writes, this movie is based on the true story, which they talk about at the end of this movie, of the kidnapping of a Hong Kong businessman. I play a no-nonsense cop whose emotional state is shaken by a recent bloody encounter with terrorists. When I'm assigned to bring back the kidnapped businessman, it's a test of my emotional stability and my skills as an officer. Which I think that's all pretty valid about what he's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
This is a very serious story and I didn't like it. But now I think it's good for me to play such an intensely dramatic role.
Huh.
The first time I did one since Heart of Dragon the year before. And then it was, they list all the awards. It got nominated for a lot of awards.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and he won. Jackie won for Best Actor at the Golden Horse Awards, which are like the Golden Globes.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
And why I wanted you specifically on this, Dan, or just not actually, I looked this up today, won Best Editing at the Hong Kong Film Awards.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. So we gotta talk. Yeah, that's why we gotta talk about that a little later.
I thought they did a good job. I mean, it you know, for the most part, it, you know, it takes place in a lot of different places. We're kind of going back and forth between Taiwan and Hong Kong a lot of the time, and a lot of different moving parts, especially with that whole like brotherhood thing in the beginning, and you know, there's underlings and there's crooked cops without. But it keeps us moving at a really good pace, which I thought was super impressive for this. Like, I'm, you know, an hour 47, and at no point was I like, it never really dragged for me too much.
Dan, slow down.
Which is impressive.
Mm-hmm. From what you described, I don't know what editing is anymore. So editing is about the distance between locations?
I mean, it did a good job of telling us this story that takes place in different places and goes back and forth between these places fairly coherently, I'd find, especially from someone who, you know, I don't know the difference between Taiwan and Hong Kong from just seeing. I have no idea.
True.
You know, anything like this. So I was impressed with its sort of, you know, portrayal of, you know, location along with pacing. And just really, even the action scenes I thought were really nicely put together for the
most
part.
So did I. I thought so as well. Just Sunny, what were your general thoughts of the movie?
I really liked the movie. It like gave off a semi noir sort of vibe.
Totally.
And I like the idea that they're like the crooked cop is trying to screw up this investigation, but Jackie is so competent that he's like still making progress.
Yeah.
I think that's something that like we don't see that often with these types of movies.
Yeah, not at all.
But yeah, I generally liked it, I think.
Should we talk? Let's talk about Jackie's performance in this. I guess it's like a drama performance because I thought he did. Mm-hmm. He's not a good actor. We've determined he's not a good.
No, he has certain like modes that he can do.
Yeah,
like, he can do angry well sometimes, and he can do like hurt.
Yes, he can. He can do those things. But as they were saying, like what happens in the beginning of the movie is he's seeing for one scene a very sexy therapist.
Yes.
A needlessly attractive therapist.
In like a smoke-filled room.
Yeah. I could see how you say this is noir because there is a lot of dark lighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
and like blues. Some good blues.
There's okay. Since you say that, there's that the first scene when he starts to suspect Detective Hung as being maybe bad. They're in that wherever they are. I forget.
They're like on a cat, like a catwalk.
Yeah, catwalk.
Sort of deal?
Yeah, and he looks at him, and it's dark, dark blue. And this movie. Okay, so we should preface it. This is a movie that is a movie. It's not like other Jackie Chan movies where it doesn't really fit a movie. This is a movie, so it already is at a pretty... It's at the top half of what we've reviewed. when Jackie is in the like early scenes, he stopped... I guess it was a robbery of sorts?
Yeah, he stopped some sort of robbery and he like kills a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of shooting, and he definitely kills at least one or two guys.
Yeah.
And then I think he has post-traumatic stress disorder, is what they're trying to say.
Right.
And that was Jackie's motivation, I guess, in the movie, is everything you do, you just killed a person and you weren't prepared for it.
Mm-hmm.
His name is also Jackie Chan in this, again.
Oh.
I don't know if you noticed that.
No, isn't it Eddie?
Inspector
I thought
Chan.
It was Eddie Chan.
Did we watch the same edit then?
Because
I read on Wikipedia that one of them changed his name to Jackie. Like, they changed the dub just a little bit.
Maybe.
No, we watched the same one. I might just be confused because I read the Wikipedia thing.
The IMDb says his name was Eddie.
Okay. So this is like the... Is that his name in the Police Story movies? I think it is.
Is it? Because then this wouldn't be a new Police Story. This would be the same.
Police Story. Yeah, I don't know. Jackie Chan plays Senior Inspector in Police Story. Oh, that took me just to Jackie Chan's website. And now I can't get out of it.
That's how they get you.
I can't get out of it! Fuck! Okay, Police Story, Jackie Chan plays... Cast Kevin Chan. So I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. Why is this Police Story 3? Why would it ever be titled that? Or Police Story 4?
I don't know. I don't think they're entirely relevant.
Isn't Supercop Police Story 3?
Yeah. Supercop is one of the Police Stories.
Dan, we gave... I don't know if you listened to that one. We gave Supercop 5 stars.
Yeah, a 5 out of 5.
I did not. I'm a bit behind, to be honest with you.
That's fine. You're going to have to listen to all of those. Right now.
I'll catch up.
So right, there was a weird, like, True Detective Season 2 real estate conspiracy going on in this movie. Wasn't there? Was that just me? Okay.
No, it was totally that.
Yeah.
It's interesting because it was true. It was sort of a true story, I guess. I'm sure they took liberties. Mm-hmm. Oh, it wasn't like True Detective Season 2 where there's, like, the MK Ultra stuff and there's like the sex clubs. It wasn't for people that haven't watched it, which I assume is all like a 65 to 100 of our listeners. It's not like that dark of a movie, but it is a dark movie and it is rated R.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's very like stylized compared to a lot of other Jackie Chan movies. And I think Hong Kong movies in general, like the scenes you see and the shots you see in this are more akin to like what Wong Kar Wai does than what a lot of normal action Hong Kong movies.
The director goes on, I think either just before or just after this, he starts making a few American movies. He makes that transition like the director from Love. My only frame of reference from season 3 of Love. No, I think it was very I think the composition was really good. I always write down shots that I like, and I had a number of them that I thought were good. And, like, even simple ones that were good. In that early chase scene that Jackie has where he's driving the car, you guys remember? Oh, he broke both of his legs during that car chase.
Yeah, when the truck, like, smashed into him, they, like, crushed him against another
one. Oh, that did look brutal.
Yeah, I went,
And then the scene where he's in the car and his like face is bleeding and he has to like throw water on himself.
Oh yeah, his eye.
That's like a crazy thing that you never think about.
I can see why he was like nervous about this movie, because it is very not his thing. There's lots of there's blood in a bunch of it.
Oh. Right, and then when he's there's this scene where the cop is just on the bike.
Oh.
And it gets smashed by the car.
That's a great chase scene. It is. Yeah. It also borrows from Police Story when he drives his car down the mountain. Except this time they didn't have the budget to build a favela. So he just drove straight down the mountain. When he is driving and his car flips over, when he like lifts it himself, there's a really weird thing that happened in the shot where... The way that the car flipped, it was in such a perfect 90-degree angle, it, like, reframed the shot almost, like, behind him. And I went, Jesus Christ! And I like, thought, like, oh, now we're in for, like, a real movie. This is where I know this movie is... There are things that they're doing that are intentional with the camera, not just showing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. This was pretty good. I liked this movie a good amount.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, what did you think about the detective? Detective Ting Bong.
Which one?
Detective Hong Ting Bong is his name. The bad guy. Oh, yeah, the chubby detective.
Yeah. At first I was really honestly distracted by the voice that was used in the dub that I watched. Which was just like very comical and just sounded like fat gangster kind of voice.
Yeah.
but I'm like, no, actually this guy is, once I look past it, I'm like, oh, he's playing this very well, just looking at his, you know, physicality.
Yeah.
And apart from, I can't tell his line deliveries, obviously. Couldn't quite do that, but it was really fun. I thought it was a really neat role. The opening was really cool, how it's the whole, trial run of the kidnapping.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, yeah. That they're going to do later, and he gets so mad at them, and he's the one being kidnapped, even.
Yeah.
Even though it's just like as kind of a joke thing. So I was impressed with him. It was definitely a neat role. And I did enjoy how often he fell through floors throughout the movie.
Did happen quite a bit.
Yeah.
Sonny, as someone who has watched all of the movies that we've watched, I feel like we both are more accustomed to the strange dub voice.
Yeah. I don't even really notice it anymore. Like, I know that Jackie does his own voice a lot of the time.
Not in this.
I think there's a certain time period where, like, he just got tired of doing his English dub, so it was like, yeah, just let these other people do it.
Yeah, because he has also it's different than the person who normally dubs his English.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. There's one person that's did like Armor of God and does the Police Story movies, because I distinctly remember the Police Story voice. Like, it sounds young and hip. And his voice, I thought, was more kind of, I don't know what to say, twee? Not twee. Impish, maybe? It had less heft to it, I thought. But no, I agree with your thought, Dan, about, like, from his physicality and how you could tell that he was doing a good job. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
He was working hard.
Got that supporting actor trophy for it.
Good for him.
Or, well, to be fair, nomination.
Mm. Yeah.
So, suck it. I went down a K-hole from this movie of reading what about the Hong Kong Film Awards.
Okay.
They have the balls to list the top. They have their own IMDb top 250 list that they redo every year.
Oh, really?
Of, like, ranking their own movies, which I think is cool as hell.
Yeah.
If the Academy of I'm just going to call it Motion Picture Sciences. did that, and the fucking, like, hot takes that would come from that would be scalding.
Yeah.
I love it. They probably just put Avatar number one or whatever the fuck made the most money. That's all they care about. Scene that really struck me in this movie is when Detective, I don't know what to call him, Detective Hung, I'll call him, straight up fucks a woman outside.
Yeah.
Yep. Very public.
Takes her clothes
there's like
off.
In the elevator, right?
Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot of build-up.
Like a glass elevator.
There's a lot of build-up to that.
What kind of fucking crazy person has sex with a woman? And
a
what
cop.
A cop is just undressing this, like, what is she, like a cocktail like a cocktail waitress or like a some sort of dancer?
I couldn't really tell because, like, later on she also she, like, Jackie comes to the same club and she tries to, I guess, get him as a customer. I don't really know.
What did you think she was, Dan?
I don't recall. Which scene is this? I honestly don't remember.
So later on in the movie, what's his name? Detective Ting Bong goes back to like the club that she works on,
yeah.
I guess, where Jackie is also there. And
I remember when and the guys all try to, like, distract him while he talks to that Lara, something like that.
I don't remember. But we were just trying to wonder what her actual profession was. What was that club?
I don't know, because she was... It looked like it served food as well.
Yeah,
it's like
they all had these very these time cards. They were very diligent about. Like, she's like, I gotta clock out before I leave. This is super important.
She works at the Sears factory.
Yeah.
This is apparently very early in the morning because she usually isn't there at that point.
Yeah, it's it's 4 in the afternoon or something.
And then also in that scene is where that guy just kisses him on the mouth.
Yes. If you want to distract Jackie Chan, that's what you do.
Just kiss him right on the mouth.
Yeah.
Man. Oh, yeah, but to go back to that sex scene, that's like aside from All in the Family where Jackie gets a sweet bloge.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the only real sex scene in any of these movies, right?
Yeah, definitely the most explicit one.
Oh, to... when I saw he when he carries her out of the elevator and like
yeah,
what is that what is that position called where you lift up a lady and you fuck them when you're lifting them in the air? I could never do that. I don't have the strength.
Yeah, I mean that's like a deceptively impressive feat, just like doing that.
Well, that's when I realized I was really impressed with his performance.
Yeah,
I'm like, this guy's good.
Man, this guy, his physicality, this guy,
he's selling it.
Yeah. Well, that woman's probably what, 100 pounds?
Yeah,
100 pounds soaking wet.
Soaking wet, 100 pounds. She's like a shrinky dink. And he's probably pushing 3, so he mm-hmm. should be able
yeah.
to lift
yeah.
her. And then just fuck her ravagely. Fuck her to death. But when he carries her out like that, I go, okay, you can put her down now. You don't need to keep doing this. And then it goes to, it cuts away right before they have sex with each other. Mm-hmm. But there's someone like mm-hmm. in the room with them where they get out of the elevator. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Yeah,
in the
yeah.
background, there's someone looking at them. This is horrible stuff in this movie. It's a good movie with some horrible things.
There's a couple weird things, but yeah.
Should we just do like a scene, like a rundown? We've kind of been jumping a little bit. Son, you look distressed.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of the order that things happened in. Because there's a lot of details that I feel like aren't necessarily important.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the mm-hmm. crime stuff that I didn't fully catch, but...
Yeah.
I think I took some notes. I think I got most of it. It starts with them practicing them to rob this the millionaire building man. I forgot what his name was. Was it Wong?
Wong.
Mm-hmm.
So Wong is really nervous because he's been kidnapped before, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And Ken Chang's character is the one who like solved, I think they mentioned he's the one who solved his kidnapping back in the 60s when this happened, which makes it all the more like fucked up that he kidnaps him later.
Mm-hmm.
Did I read that correctly? Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, I think
movie?
That's correct.
Okay, so he's really nervous about being he just thinks he's gonna get kidnapped because he's super paranoid and he's not paying his workers. Like that's a big part of the first like
right.
in the movie. Were those like IOU slips that fall out of the bag in that scene?
I don't know.
I'm sure.
I don't know how labor works in Hong Kong.
I they're like pretty much just a whole bunch of workers come up to one of the building sites and they seem to want to be paid, and
yeah.
then in their bag that should be payment are just pieces of paper with a symbol
yeah.
on it. We'll never know. I will not put it in Google Translate because I can't do that. It's not a possible thing for me to do. What happens then? Then he gets kidnapped.
Yeah,
then
he gets kidnapped.
Then it does happen, and we get that awesome chase scene in which Jackie
yeah.
breaks both of his legs and climbs down a mountain, and those cops die.
Mm-hmm.
Sonny, you look
and
so
then...
frightened right now.
I'm trying to figure out because he gets that chasing is before the kidnapping happens, right?
No, it's during it.
Oh yeah, the during
yeah.
yeah. So that he gets kidnapped then, and then they go back and they plan like how to figure out what's going on, and that's when he meets his partner, who's the crooked cop,
the double agent.
Yeah,
that was a cool scene too, because Jackie's briefing that. You know how you get that scene in a lot of these movies where the cop, you just get the exposition out of the way and the cop
yeah.
is explaining.
Mm-hmm.
That was really cool because Jackie's
mm-hmm.
doing it, and you can see like 15 people in shot, and
yeah.
then it zooms out, and it's like 150
yeah.
people.
Yeah,
and you go, oh, this man is really important.
Yeah,
visual storytelling. In a non-roundhouse kick form.
Yeah, and they don't, like, they, like, reveal that guy is crooked, like, right from the start, too. They don't really try to hide it.
Yeah. I was wondering if this movie was somehow an inspiration for
mm-hmm.
Infernal Affairs and
mm-hmm.
then The Departed. Because
yeah.
I was going to say it, Departed had big chubby Jack Nicholson. This has Ken Chang in it. They both play double agents.
Yeah, I think that the tension was certainly more pronounced in The Departed. I think in this, it's more like, I don't know, more internal for both of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Cat and Mouse.
Yeah.
Dan, off the top of your head, mm-hmm. you have to give the Oscar The Departed one to another Scorsese movie. Which do you do it to? You have no Raging time. Yeah. What do you say?
Raging Bull.
Oh, that's probably valid. That's okay.
That's probably correct.
That's a new segment we have called Top of Your Head, Dan.
I only end the ones I'm in. Or does Jordan play two? Top of Your Head, Dan.
Jordan Top would say, head. Let's play, Sonny, let's play this game. Top of Your uh-huh. Head, what do you think is Jordan's favorite Scorsese movie? This is good, another thing that we play. Good Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right. This has right? been Top of Your Head, Sonny. okay, back to the movie, I guess. There's a print, like, I thought that they're shipping Wong in a, they're taking him to Taiwan where they're gonna hold, where they're holding him hostage. Mm-hmm. And I thought mm-hmm. it was a pretty cool scene when the military, the naval military or whatever, pull over their boat. And to hide mm-hmm. yeah. Wong, they throw him overboard.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Cause
and then
very
the,
creative.
The captain of the boat gives like the officer so much guff. He's like, "Don't let it happen again.
Yeah,
get out of here." They're so confident with themselves.
Yeah, they're just so happy about it. I wrote at that point that this movie is. Oh, I wish I could read my handwriting right now. It is brutal yet effective. Have those things because mm-hmm. they also wake up his wife by electrocuting her with a car battery.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I thought they were trying to blow her eyeballs up. Like.
Does that happen? I don't think that's a feature of being electrocuted.
In things that I've written and I imagine writing, when you electrocute someone so bad their eyes pop out and their like teeth explode and mm-hmm. things like that.
Yeah. So. So this is an interesting dynamic that has. So the wife is trying to pay the ransom, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Detective Hung is trying to get her to do it because obviously, I guess he gets a cut of it.
Yeah.
And then Jackie's like, no, yeah. don't pay them because I'm going to find them.
Mm-hmm. And also they might kill him anyway.
Right, yes. Right. Most of the cases where this has happened, they've killed the person anyway.
What a grim detail, which yeah. I believe is true.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
So if I'm kidnapped... Ray better pay it anyway. Don't. I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter to me. Even the chance. My God. Yeah, it's like 16 cases or something they said have oh, ended yeah. that way where they yeah. pay and then they murder them. Ugh.
Yeah.
It was bad. All right. Okay. I think. Do you want to talk about the scene? What was it? Like when they raid the place in Taiwan looking for, I think they're, are they looking for Wong or are they looking for the money? It's when they like blow through the wall and they have all the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was when, is that when they linked it to Simon Ting's account?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
yeah.
then.
So they go looking for Simon.
Who looks like Johnny Depp in the Fantastic Beasts movies.
Yeah. That's true. He's got that hair.
It's pretty accurate to him.
That's a pretty cool set piece.
I thought yeah. that, I thought this scene was great. I yeah. really liked that scene. I really liked the lighting during it, which is a weird thing. And I thought that the stunt yeah. choreography was really good. I thought Jackie did a great job in this one.
Yeah, that was the point in the movie where I'm like, yes, this is the Jackie I've been like really hoping for.
Yeah.
Because that's when it really took off. Like, yeah, this is the cool, you know, kung fu fighting Jackie that I'm all into.
Yeah. The lighting does a cool thing where like they have to switch between outside and inside really quickly. So like... all the lighting that's outside is like red and everything that's inside when they do the fight on the catwalk and stuff is blue.
Yeah. It had the to go with what you said, Dan, it had that that quality where in Jackie Chan movies where there's all these like obstacles put in front of them where they're fighting.
Yes.
Where like
definitely, yeah. Once we got up
We gotta fight on canopies, so we're gonna do canopy stunts, and we got, like, a thing to kick over, so we're gonna kick the thing over, and we're gonna do it 20 feet in the air.
And they very briefly give Jackie Chan an Uzi.
Oh my God. I don't want him to use guns. Is that a thing that I can say?
Yeah, no, I think that's fair.
That's fair, totally.
Anytime Jackie Chan kills someone with a gun is a murder that could have happened in a more creative way.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes! Absolutely.
He kills no one with a gun in The Foreigner.
Sometimes he throws the guns themselves at people, and that's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, I'll take that.
What Absolutely. He should do is throw the gun, somehow pull the trigger at the same time, so that
yeah,
the gun shoots itself and explodes into like a shotgun shell, and then they get killed. Yeah, well, if he's gonna be using guns, he's got to throw them, and they have to have shotgun projectiles involved with them.
Yeah, and they use a lot of pyrotechnics in this scene, right? They like throw dynamite at him.
Yeah, this is fucking crazy.
Yeah,
this scene gets out of hand, and there also is where he kicks somebody off the canopy, and they like fall hard into a bookshelf. Like, what was that thing?
Oh, this wasn't Simon. This is someone before that.
Yeah, I think it's during that scene. Doesn't he kick somebody off and they fall really, really hard onto some sort of platform? I remember going, oof. Like, it was a bump that did not need to be taken. It is an unsafe bump.
There is a lot of falling in this movie.
I mean, I think it served the plot, though.
Yeah.
I would say. I think Dan froze, so Sonny and I are going to go talk about this.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're going to talk about Dan. Want to hear a fun Dan fact?
Yeah, give it to me.
Dan's dad is named Bob.
Okay.
Bob Jameson. Another fun Dan fact. I wrote my first ever script with Dan.
What was that about?
The Joel.
I read that. Yeah.
Yeah, I wrote that with Dan. And then
cool.
Nothing ever came of it, like most of what I've done. Okay. This was like, I think this is what, when we get one of these scenes, it's like a Jackie fight scene that he clearly cares about, and in a movie with plot. It's pretty much all I can ask for as a fan of these movies.
And it's got like, the scene itself has like arcs within it.
It does.
Which is really cool. Like, he goes from being outside fighting dynamite, and then that really cool, those really cool like stunts with the I don't know what to call them. They're like little tarps, but they're like rubber bandy, so they
I don't know. I like, call them canopies.
Like, yeah. I guess they're canopies. So he does a lot of like tricks with those.
I like a canopies. They're good for dinner if you want a quick snack.
Oh god.
So you've watched all these movies that we've done. Dan hasn't. Dan is wherever he is right now
in
the world, floating around. Maybe he died. Maybe he was kidnapped. Oh, that's what's happening now.
Maybe his cat bit through his internet wires.
Mithril is a love. Oh, here's another fun fact about Dan. I do not like it when people buy animals. Sonny, you and I are both adopters. Adopt on drop.
Yeah.
Dan has a terrible cat allergy, so he had to buy Mithril. He had no choice.
Yeah, that's fair.
And therefore, he spent... All right, Dan's back. Dan, where'd you go?
I went to the other room to tell Sarah to get off the internet.
Good. Was she playing Monster Hunter World?
She's playing Monster Hunter World.
Sonny, you haven't been on that in a while.
It's eaten up all my bandwidth.
I know. I put in like 100 hours in that game, and then I ran out of content.
It's all new content, but I'm too scared to play it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
All right, the new up. Okay, we'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it at the end of the show. So after this cool fight scene happens, and Jackie starts to realize that Detective Ting,
might be
a bad boy, we start to get like, I think what is the good story, like the really good storytelling in the movie, which is just really not action and just plot, like Jackie doing old-fashioned detective work, which is not usually what he does. It's usually just he goes from set piece to set piece, but not this time. He looks things up in the mainframe,
puts the ladders down and picks up a keyboard.
That scene was excellent when he went in to get those phone numbers as they were deleting them, and he just had to like remember them as they were disappearing and like write them down.
Yeah, he, like, beautiful minded it.
It was cool. I enjoyed it as well. What happens after that, actually? I'm kind of getting lost, too.
He does the detective work, and that leads him to the club that Lara is at.
Yeah.
And that's where he, I guess, encounters the boys that are, like, in the league with Detective Hong.
Yeah.
And after that, after that is where they go, they do that, with the pipes in the sewers. They do the fight scene in the sewers, and they like chase them, and he gets stuck, like fighting, Detective Hung. And he like carves the thing into the.
That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I assumed it said something like, "Help! I'm down here."
Mm-hmm.
I guess this is kind of unspecific. They go. They find where, or whatever, where Wong was being held, and or like something like that. And so Jackie, in a way to trick Tong, pretends to write something that Wong had written himself.
Right.
And then when he catches Tong trying to wipe it off, he goes, "Aha! I knew you were the bad boy. You silly bad boy." Yeah. And then they don't really have a fight scene because I don't think Tong is a fighter.
Oh, yeah. So what happens is he, like, accidentally... Well, I don't know if it's an accident, but he falls down the grate and Jackie goes to lift him up. And then he, like, knocks Jackie down, right?
Yeah.
The guy's always falling down through
the
grates.
He has no remorse for Jackie.
Yeah.
Dude falls a lot. And then so Jackie's clinging to dear life at this grate and throws a fucking big pipe at him like it's Super Mario Brothers!
He's like in a pipe and then he throws a pipe on him. And then he like, Jackie goes down hard. That's like a big hit.
That's probably why that other guy took the hard fall. Because Jackie took this one. And he went, "You do it." Also, it broke my legs. And I'm also your boss.
I shattered. And then he gets like, I don't know what this plant thing they're in where they like, they process things, but there's pipes and there's like rolling.
Yeah, bars. Those things. I'm not sure. It was unclear to me, but I kind of just enjoyed the how elaborate the set was.
Yeah. Yeah. He got his ass kicked by a lot of different objects.
I mean, that's what Jackie Chan, much like a Dolph Ziggler, a Daniel Bryan. Dusty Rhodes.
Yeah.
It's better when he is getting beaten up.
Yeah. Think, he suddenly looked like he died at the end of this.
He did. He like was exhausted.
That would have been a huge choice for the movie to make.
If he died in
if
the movie?
If he died. That would have been like a Departed level twist.
Oh my god. Do you think Jackie's in any movies where he loses?
Not permanently, I don't think.
He has to do one. Like, I guess the same thing with Will Smith. Like, Will Smith's never been in a movie like that.
Well, Suicide Squad.
I didn't see it.
Everyone loses.
But they're the okay, that's fair. I will say that I was wrong. I've not seen Suicide Squad, so I can't speak to it. But I also don't consider that a Will Smith movie.
Yeah, that's true.
I was watching Ali earlier today. Did I say that right? Ali.
Ali.
Yeah. He's really good in it. It's a good movie. So after Ting, like, essentially thinks he kills Jackie, he shoots himself in the leg.
Yeah, fucking crazy.
Which I needed to rewind because I couldn't believe that happened in a fucking Jackie Chan movie. Oh, it was so bizarre. It was such a bizarre thing.
And then Jackie has to escape from the sewer. Have you ever seen that movie? I think it's also called Twilight, starring Sylvester Stallone.
No, I don't believe so.
So what happens is, I don't know the exact details, but the plot of the movie is basically they get stuck in one of the New York tunnels.
Okay.
And there's a huge explosion, and the tunnels like collapse at both sides.
Okay.
And the tunnel starts to flood, and they have to basically escape through the sewer system into the Hudson or something.
Okay.
And this scene reminded me a lot of that, except for that was a whole movie.
That was the whole movie. It's called Twig Light, you say, Sonny.
Yeah, I think right, it's called Twilight. Yeah,
I'm of the mind that Sylvester Stallone is actually a pretty decent actor and director when he's given the material to work with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an apologist of his, and I like his story about how he would take shits. If you've heard that, if you want to hear some crazy Sylvester Stallone. That? A friend of mine, Zach, because if I'm wrong, he's the one who's going down for this, not me. He told me, 10 years ago, that Sylvester Stallone, at the height of his popularity, like late 70s, early 80s, would have, he had a sweet New York penthouse, And in the penthouse, there the second floor was glass. It was like a glass bottom boat.
Uh-huh.
And what he would do is he would have parties and he would have people shit onto the floor. And so people would look up at it. And people wouldn't be into it most of the time. And he'd be like, what, you don't like the shit? You don't like the shit?
Wait,
and
he couldn't be into it. They didn't think it was cool.
He thought it was so cool. And he thought everyone would think it was cool. But no one ever liked it. And he's like, what, you don't like the shit? This shit's great. It's great. It's people shitting up on the ceiling.
Oh, God.
That's also
yeah.
the best Sylvester right. I can do.
That's pretty good. The movie is also called Daylight, not Twilight.
Oh, okay. Daylight.
Daylight.
I see. Dan, you missed a great story.
Oh, I don't know what's happening. My internet is gone.
You gotta get that RCN. Get out of that time when.
I can't. They don't go
He's
to my building.
He's gone.
I got no. I'm stuck.
This
Did
is
you guys
great.
Just have major flooding? Could that have been it?
Oh, maybe. My thing, my yard was fine. My basement is a little flooded, but that doesn't make a difference. But I got that sweet RCN, and RCN, I gotta say, is RCBN, because it's very good. Okay, let's keep going. We can't wait for Dan. We can't
yeah,
stall any
right,
longer.
It's all right.
Then, okay, so after this scene, we get what happens in, like, all of these movies where the villain... I guess in every movie, the villain has the lead going into the
yeah.
third act.
It's a race against time.
It's a race against time. And so Jackie has to save... Like, yeah, not... Jackie saves has to save Wong and also, like, beat up bad guys in huge supply.
Mm-hmm.
Which he does. And I don't really... Here's the bad thing. I don't remember much from this because it felt kind of derivative to me.
I mean, it was, yeah, it was very, like, third act action sequence sort of thing.
Yeah, it was hard to top the scene when they're fighting on the canopies and things. I think that mm-hmm. that really took the cake in this movie, and everything else afterwards was a little bit like, Jackie took his licks in that, and he said, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, yeah. So they think what happens is he finds them, and he finds them, like, counting money or doing their... drug thing and that's where he catches Hung, and then he rescues the guy, and then there's a bunch of explosions that happen
yeah.
and he like saves a little kid.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that young child that was
yeah.
there
that was just in the midst of the explosions. And then the ending is like a real ending where he like hands off the hostage over to his wife.
Yeah. Yeah, it's I really do want to know why these third acts like kind of resolve the same way, and all, even because this movie I thought had a lot more going for it, and then it just sort of falters out like all of them do, or
yeah.
like most of them do.
Well, this one definitely had more of an ending than the other ones.
It did. It didn't cut straight to the end.
Yeah, yeah. But it's definitely like one of those. Showdown with the final boss sort of deals. It's like it felt like it was out of like a Mission Impossible movie.
Those are good.
Yeah,
I like those. All right, I think Dan's not going to be joining us, Sonny, so we might as well just do our
we can finish it up.
That's bummer, because that means I can't take you on once again in the jack off.
In the jack off.
Oh well, I can do one for you and see if you get it for no reason.
Okay,
so our final grades for this, I guess?
Yeah.
It's tough, because this is definitely a step above a lot of other things that we've watched, but I think it's really uneven.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that this is one of the Jackie Chan movies I think people should watch. Like,
yeah,
this is one of the ones that show why he's great. But I'm not going to give this a 5, for sure. For a while, I was leaning 4-5. I don't think I'm leaning 4-5 anymore. And I don't even know if I'm leading 4 anymore. So I think I'm going to give it 3.75 doesn't want any troubles out of 10.
Okay. That's a pretty good score, I think.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a legitimately good movie
mm-hmm.
that is, I think, made well and made with care. The performances are really good. But it's lacking that Jackie magic, kind of.
Yeah.
And he's not a good dramatic actor, mm-hmm. which is a big part of it, because I don't want him that way. We both make fun of him for, like, saying it's too serious, but that's kind of it, because he can't do that so well.
Yeah. I think he needs to have a little bit of that, like, slapsticky sort of deal in his stunts.
Or he needs to be a real fucking creep. Yeah. Like in some other things.
He needs to just go all over the top. Yeah. I would probably give this a 3.5. Just because, like, I think it definitely feels different than the rest of his other movies. I like the way it's stylized. And it's a nice change of pace then from what, like, generally what the look of a lot of his Hong Kong movies are like.
Yeah.
And I think that they definitely gave it a boost for me, but just overall I felt like there was a lot of weight on the technical stuff surrounding the stunts rather than Jackie himself.
Yeah.
Because, like, a lot of it was just him, like I said before, falling and, like, taking big hits instead of him showing off cool jumping.
Yeah. And this was sort of missing the big stunt that he does in every movie, I think, that he prides himself on so much. Maybe it was missing it because he had no legs.
He ran out of legs. Yeah.
It's very possible. Dan, I can hear you now. Just in time to tell us your score.
I would give this probably a 3, don't want any troubles, out of 5. I think it's a decent movie, very watchable, enjoyed myself. Not really something I would recommend to others to, hey, go out and see Crime Story.
Oh, I would.
Yeah?
For Jackie Chan specifically, I'd say, like, if you're a Jackie fan, you watch this movie.
Yeah, and I'd see that. If we were on the topic of Jackie, and it's like, you know, you want a Jack, watch this.
Get your Jack on.
You want a Jack sometime?
But, you know, something where if I were on TV or something, I'd tune in. It's a very nice-looking movie. But
this is gonna be on USA.
You
characters welcome.
You got
Dan's frozen. All
right. I really need to sneak in his ideas before.
Yeah, before his internet just explodes. Okay, that's fine. What's crazy too is Dan is like 2 blocks from me, wow. So we shouldn't be disruptive. That's fine. So I guess we could just call it at that. Dan's score doesn't count.
Yeah.
So this has an average of 3.675.
Sure. Yeah, that's fair.
We
should really come up with, like, the comprehensive list of our scores, because having context would be nice.
Well, I think I remember the ones that are good, and then the ones that are like 1 star.
Yeah.
I remember those. I know we went Gaga for Project A. We went Gaga for Rumble in the Bronx. We went Crazy Gaga for
Super Cop,
which is still my favorite of those movies. I watched, I didn't mention, I saw Police Story in theaters because they had it in New York.
Oh, really? Okay.
It was full of weirdos.
Oh, no.
It was full of weirdos because it was done by, some museum. I can't remember which museum was presenting it. So it was very, very cheap. So, like, it was loud. People were talking a lot. I enjoyed it.
Do you think
it.
They were fans of, like, Kung Fu fans, or just people who wanted to see a cheap movie?
Those people who wanted to see a cheap movie, and a lot of teens were there.
Oh, interesting.
I wanted to turn to everybody. If I had cards, I would have said, I do chance-planning.
Yeah.
Listen, and then they would have mugged me.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay, I'm going to do one quick jack-off for you, Sonny.
Okay.
I want to see if you can get it. I wrote this one I wrote this one a few weeks ago. Oh boy, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't do it.
Oh, is it bad? Or is it just not
something
I would know?
Okay. I am a person who was a football coach.
I don't know anything about football.
I am a horribly disgraced football coach.
Oh. Oh, what's his name? Jerry?
Chen
Dusky.
Yes. Good work.
Speaking of, the Paterno movie is out on HBO, isn't it?
It is. It's bad.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Don't watch it. Don't bother. All those HBO biopics are often terrible.
Really?
I heard any of them.
Behind the Candelabra was good.
That's great.
That one was great.
But stuff like Game Change is really bad.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the one with Oprah?
Yes. It was okay.
Yeah, that one was fine.
They're all fine. They're all like 6 out of 10 movies. They feel like they're the best made-for-TV movies you can get, which is technically what HBO is.
Yeah.
Did you ever see Nightingale?
Yeah, that movie is great.
That was so good. Why is our guy... I forget his name all the time. Oyelowo?
Daniel Oyelowo. Yeah, yeah.
Why is he not in everything? I feel like...
He's in Gringo. You know, Gringo head?
I don't know what Gringo is.
It's that movie. It came out recently. The story is he has to, they came up with this weed pill, and he has to, he's got to transfer it, I guess, to suppliers in Mexico or something. But turns out the pharmaceutical company he works for was giving weed to gangs in Mexico, so they kidnap him.
Oh.
Because they want in on the new tech.
Interesting.
I didn't see weird. It. It is a weird movie. But he plays like a real goofball in it.
Who do you think is taller? This is coming into my mind now. Oyelowo or Glover? Or Donald Glover? Because they're both the tiniest men that come into my mind. Where you can see how tiny they are on screen when other people you can't.
I think Donald Glover is probably shorter.
He was so tiny in Teddy Perkins. Like, that gun was so big when he was holding it.
Yeah.
I'm so into that. Raya didn't like Teddy Perkins that much.
Oh, really?
She thinks that this season of Atlanta is not as good because every episode is just people looking for things and then finding trouble. Which she says is like a... She just screamed it's like a sitcom, which it is.
I mean, I wish there was more of a overall arc on the season, but...
Robin I still love season. It.
Yeah, I love it.
I at the end of the first season of Atlanta. This is Atlantsplaining. Atlanta right now. It's Atlantsplaining. At the end of last season, I remember very pretentiously going, "If this can keep it up, this is like one of those true great shows." And I think it kept it up.
Yeah,
this is
one of my favorite shows.
Maybe it just gets real, real bad. But who knows? It's like it starts with that. The whole season starts with the crazy robbery of the McDonald's or whatever. And since then, I went, "Oh, this is awesome!" And they got the money to do whatever they want.
Yeah, and it's gotten weirder somehow.
I think it's so weird because it has such a well-established universe, if that makes sense. Atlanta feels like such a real place. They do such a good job that they can focus on these little little pockets, and it feels real within this. Like, this fictional world could feel real. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever, I could hear Raya laughing at me from beyond the door, so let's take this off. This has been an episode of Chance Planning. I'm going to say goodbye for Dan, because Dan, I think, has hanged himself from the shame of this.
He used those Legolas knives to...
And him. Dan has so many swords and stuff. He's got authentic lightsabers also, and like fake cool. Western guns. He has lots of fake guns, which are scary and fun to aim at the television sometimes.
Those aren't hung up. Only the swords are hung up.
Yeah, he's definitely got Sting, the Sting sword. He's got the Legolas knives. He has like a big cowboy Western gun, like a huge one, and then a bunch of lightsabers, and like Dan's got a lot of Dan has several thousand dollars of useless weaponry on his walls. But that's our show.
Well, thanks, Dan, for coming on.
Thank you, Dan. We appreciate it. I'm sorry that your internet didn't work. I will talk to you probably as soon as we hang up from this. You've been texting me nonstop since. thanks for listening, guys. We apologize that we didn't get a three-hander or a jack-off. So we will start next episode with a jack-off and end with a jack-off.
Yeah, that's the double promise. Dip. double dip in it.
Double header. That's how they do it in the MLB, where we play in America. All right. Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.
Music. Music. Fan, 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 fan.